Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. We're going to talk about the fact that the museum is now open, some of the things that you'll see, and some of the things that you won't be able to see while you're there, plus a whole bunch of interesting online seminars and things like that you can tune in and watch. Just because we're, you know, kind of restricted in some things, it doesn't mean that we can't do other things, and they're very informative conversations and things like that. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
So let's start off with talking about the museum is now open. You've been open since about Labor Day, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We opened at the start of the USU semester on August 31st to the public.
So let's talk about, first, what are the hours down there to let people know when they can come in there?
Sure. We are sticking for now with the same hours we had before, which are 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday. So we're closed Sunday. But other than that, anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., we'd love to see you.
Okay. And come on down. And there, of course, are going to be some things that you're not going to be able to do right now, right?
Yeah, no, that's correct. Although the museum is reopened to the public and we are required to wear masks in the public spaces there due to the governor's mask mandate in state facilities. There are some things that are closed or modified slightly. For example, what we call our Prehistoric Explorers Corner, which is our children's activity area, is closed simply because we can't sanitize it frequently enough to make it available to the public. So that will be closed for the foreseeable future until we have new updates from the state and the federal government on guidelines for dealing with COVID. So the children's area is closed, and we're disappointed to have to close it. And we know that that's a big draw in the winter for families with kids as a way to get out and play outside of the house. But we can still visit the museum and explore the rest of it. A lot of the touchable exhibits have either been modified so that they're no longer touchable. For example, we had a exhibit that was about how Native Americans use plants for their food and for their medicine and materials. It was a flip pages of herbarium sheets. That's been turned into a digital display. And we've also either removed touchable objects, touchable specimens, or we've put up signs asking you to not touch, simply because those common contact points are places where we could see the spread of COVID. And then we're going through and sanitizing the museum, common surfaces, things like banisters and railings, three times a day.
All right, so get on down to the museum. There's plenty of fun things to still do there. And another one of these fun things are you guys have started kind of an online lecture series.
Yeah, that's right. One of our partner organizations, the Castle Valley Archaeological Society, it's a chapter of the Utah Statewide Archaeological Society, which I would encourage anybody who's interested in rock art or archaeology or even history to join. It's a great statewide organization. You can meet like-minded people. But our local chapter normally would meet in the museum every third Thursday of the month. We're not able to have public meetings in the museum currently, and so we decided to move our meetings online. And these aren't just normal meetings where we're reading minutes and treasurer's reports and that type of thing, but they're lectures, effectively, or perhaps other types of engaging format. And so we've actually started an online lecture series. You can find it on Facebook, either through the Castle Valley Archaeological Society or through the Prehistoric Museum, where once a month, generally the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., we're going to have an expert archaeologist or sometimes other fields come and talk to us about interesting topics related either to Utah archaeology or sometimes more broadly global. So our first one kicked off last week with Dr. Ben Bellarato, who is the lab director at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center down in Colorado, a really great organization down there. And he just finished his PhD down at the University of Arizona focusing on how people's clothing reflects social identity. And of course, we don't get a lot of clothing preserved in the archaeological record. And in his particular area, he was focused on the what we call the Puebloan world, sort of the Four Corners world in Chaco Canyon, Mesa Verde, those big places, Hovenweep that we might all visit when we go down there on vacation. One of the types of clothing that is preserved frequently, though, are these really beautiful sandals that occur across sort of the classic Puebloan periods. And so he actually spent about an hour talking about how clothing reflects social identity in different cultures, and then tying it into this footwear and what he's learned in terms of the designs and the manufacturing patterns of this footwear, and how they might reflect different classes, you know, or different specialist people who have sacred knowledge or things like that. And so it was really an interesting lecture. You can still watch it on our Facebook page. That's the nice thing about these. Normally, if you went to the Castle Valley meeting, you could have this lecture and it'd be really interesting, but you might forget some details. You know, you didn't take notes because it's meant to be sort of a more casual type of thing. It's not a classroom setting. But now it's available in perpetuity on our Facebook page or the Castle Valley Facebook page. So that's started out. We have the next one next month is about a mass grave associated with the Walker War by Ron Rood, a great archaeologist. He's the former assistant state archaeologist up until that position was eliminated about 10 years ago. And he actually still does tours of Danger Cave out by Wendover, one of the most famous archaeological sites in Utah in terms of having a time sequence. But he's not going to focus on that in this talk. He's going to focus on a different project from up near Nephi, where a mass grave of 8 individuals was discovered during a construction project. And he was able to determine that these are actually 7 adult Native American men and 1 boy who were actually massacred in Nephi during part of the Walker Wars. And the Walker Wars is sort of a term for a series of violent skirmishes between the Ute and European settlers coming in from about the 1850s until really the last skirmish was up until the 1920s. These ones are from that 1850s period. And so it'll be a really interesting talk coming up on the 15th at 7 p.m. that's going to focus on basically how he can tie the historical record of this event and some of the journal entries and even newspaper articles at the time with the actual physical evidence from the mass grave itself. So it will be a little bit, you know, focused on human remains, if that's something you're sensitive about, but it should be really interesting.
It sounds sounds like a good talk. And once again, like you said, these are going to be archived and they'll be on that page and you can always go back and watch them again.
Yeah, that's right. And coming up in November, we're actually going to be talking with Ed Kabuti, who is Hopi and I believe Tewa, a Native American, so Puebloan folk guy down in Arizona. He's actually a really great storyteller and singer-songwriter. Ed Kabuti and the Yodis, his band out of northern Arizona, are really quite fun. And his presentation is called An Alternative, so an alternative, a Native perspective on American history. And so it's really taking his perspective as an indigenous person here from the Southwest across the history of the Americas, and a little bit different sort of narrative than what you might hear from historians or even archaeologists like myself. And that'll be happening in November. And then in December, we're going to have the Reverend Matthew T. Seddon, the Dr. Reverend. He was actually, when 1990-something, when I first started doing archaeology, he was my my first crew chief in my first field project for the University of Chicago. He actually then went on to seminary and is a reverend now, and he is going to be talking about the archaeology of the Bible. And so that'll be fun and tied into December. And we'll have these continuing basically through May of next year. And so follow our Facebook for announcements. They'll be made as Facebook events. They will also be available through Zoom if you'd rather do it that method as well, where you can actually log in and ask questions directly through Zoom. And so that's one way we're still reaching out and engaging and trying to spread archaeological education across Carbon County and beyond.
Dr. Riley, I know there's a few more things that you wanted to let other people know about. Could you stick around for another segment?
Oh, I'd be happy to, Dave.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Tim Riley from the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum.